This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
Yes.
Yes.
I bid you good morning. If I have no sermon, it's because I prepared a superlative homily for today, Proper 13a, the ninth Sunday after Pentecost, and in that story, God is changing Jacob, the timid hanger-on, to Israel, who fights with God and wins. And you see, I completely forgot that August the 6th is an obligatory holy day that takes precedence of our Sunday scripture. Transfiguration is August the 6th, which is ridiculous. It is absurd. It's as absurd as celebrating Christmas twice a year. We celebrate Transfiguration during Epiphany as the second of two grand Epiphany Sundays every winter, and that's where it fits very well, not some hot, rainy summer day in August. The first grand Epiphany Sunday is the baptism of Christ. You remember that? When the Spirit comes down as a dove and a voice from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then the second grand Epiphany is the last Sunday in the Epiphany season, which is the gospel that we read just now. Jesus on the mountaintop with Peter and James and John as they witness Jesus with Moses and Elijah, and that same voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Peter blurts out something, and we may laugh at Peter's confusion and make fun of him, but Peter's confusion, as it adds chaos when James and John look on terrified, Peter's outburst raises the question, what are we to do in response to this one of whom the voice speaks, this Jesus whom up to this moment we thought was just a man? Simon Peter's a faithful Jew. He's not sure what to do, but he thinks something must be done. And seeing where he is there on the mountain, he thinks, and it instantly goes through his mind, some Jewish festivals. Shavuot, the wave offering, the wheat offering, and God giving the Torah to Moses on the mountaintop. Sukkot, the Thanksgiving harvest festival of booths. And Peter's there on the mountaintop with God as Moses was. Moses the law and Elijah the prophets. Peter is therefore not talking nonsense. He is transfixed and transfigured as he sees Jesus alongside these most holy people of Israel. Jesus proclaims Son of God. Son of God. Messiah. What to do? Stand in awe? Bow in worship? Fall on his knees or on his face? Build a dwelling, a booth? What to do? God has the commandment. Not build things. Listen to him. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. The Son of God, or even if we were looking at the gospel according to John, this one, Jesus, is not only the Son of God, he is God the Son, the Logos, the Word through whom all that is came into being. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over churning chaos. And God said, "Let there be light," and it was so. And all that God said, it was so. Logos, Word. Hear him. Listen to him. Peter is not wrong. Peter is not wrong. Peter now knows that we must glorify Jesus as Moses and Elijah are glorified, and even more so, and building temples or mansions or rooms or booths or dwellings on the mountaintop seems just right to Peter. What Peter misses in the chaos of the moment is that Jesus is not about buildings, but about listening and obedience. The story of the Transfiguration is show and tell. It's a show and tell story. It is not that Jesus changes, but that we change. God tells us who Jesus is and tells us what to do about it. Listen to him. Listen to him. Listen to him. Do what he says and do what he does. Step into the way of the cross as a way of sacrifice and love. Now, what I'm doing up here for you this morning is neither sermon nor homily. I wrote a very good sermon for today, but I had the wrong scripture, and I'm not writing another sermon. No sermon. This is no sermon. This is a reflection on this grand epiphany that we read last February, and we'll read again next February. Epiphany, the revelation that not Jesus, but Peter, James, and John, and you and I are transfigured in a life-changing mountaintop experience of God himself shining down from heaven to acclaim Jesus' beloved Son. Listen to him. This is my beloved Son. Do you believe that? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Jesus Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Think about it. Think about it. Who do you hate? American Christian, think about it. These answers to our baptismal covenant are not rote questions to be answered like a cage of parrots in the birdhouse at the zoo. These are the only acceptable responses both to God's commandment, this is my beloved Son, listen to him, and to Jesus' commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. As yourself. Examine yourself. How are you doing? Are you loving? Are you striving? Are you respecting? Are you listening?